The following program is brought to you by the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, and I'm Pastor Schulze.
Greetings. This is the Call to Obedience radio ministry, and I'm Pastor Schulze. Today, let us continue our study of the Gospel of John, and we shall cover verses 6 through 13 of the first chapter of this great book. Let me read this text to you. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Let us pray. Our Father, we pray now that thou wilt grant the anointing of thy sacred Holy Spirit on the declaration of this thy truth, for we ask it in Jesus' name, amen. Our attention today, my dear friends, shall be upon three great truths from this passage. First of all, we want to consider that Jesus lighteth every man coming into the world. Secondly, let us consider that his own, Jesus' own people, received him not. And thirdly, let us ponder that those who receive the Lord Jesus Christ receive power to become sons of God. Now, let us begin with Jesus lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The first thing we can assuredly say from this verse, the ninth verse of John 1, is that there are no born atheists. As a child, when it leaves the darkness of a mother's womb, enters the light of day, so something spiritually happens in that child when it is born. It receives light from Jesus. Let me read this verse again, verse 9. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So, to be physically born, then, is to receive spiritual light. To be born is to be endowed with a knowledge of right and wrong, with a knowledge of good and evil. To be born means to receive a conscience. So, a physical birth, dear ones, is not only a physical process, but it is also a deeply spiritual process. This is why when the mother has brought forth a child, you can see something on her face. There's some kind of a little bit of the Shekinah glory or something spiritual that you have not seen on her face before, unless she has had previous birth experiences. There's a glow there on the mother the moment after she gives birth to a child that she did not have before. And this is because there is a spiritual event that takes place at the birth of every child connected to this verse. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So man is not born totally depraved, but man becomes totally depraved by rejecting the light he has received, by not following the light that he has from the moment of his birth. So we can say of most men that the holiest they ever were was at the moment their mother brought them into the world. From then on, it's been a downhill travel of a continual hardening of the heart. None of us could ever distinguish between good and evil, but were it not for the light that God sent into our souls at the moment of our physical birth. No man could ever be convinced but for the light of Jesus placed into our lives at the moment of our physical birth that we indeed are sinners and need to get right with God. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Oh, what a great text this is. John says later on in his gospel that the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. But that will only be possible, but that Jesus has first placed into the soul of man at birth an innate knowledge of good and of evil. Because of the light, my friend, conviction is possible. So please observe the greatness of this text, and please observe the universality of this text. Because it says the light, that is Jesus, will lighten every one that cometh into the world. So that means Jesus will lighten the Chinese baby, the African baby, and the Asian baby, and the Alaskan baby. Every person on the face of the earth at the moment of birth receives a light from Jesus, a light of the knowledge of good and evil. All receive also a conscience from Jesus. All receive an innate knowledge that God is. In other words, with the knowledge of good and evil, there's a knowledge of God. For the knowledge of good and evil comes from God and is ever connected to God. For you can't operate your conscience. None of us can. God is the one who operates your conscience. Several years ago, a beautiful young lady spoke from my pulpit, giving her testimony. She said she went astray, going to New York City to be a model, and going into sin. She said, "I never enjoyed sex with any man I slept with. I slept with many different men, but every time I went to bed with a man, something within me told me, this is wrong, this is shameful, this is awful." Oh, she wished she could have shut off this machine inside of her that kept telling her that this is bad, don't do it. But she couldn't find any button or lever to turn off this internal machine which we call the conscience. You see, the conscience of man is operated through remote control by the Holy Spirit Himself. God put all this into every person, all this mechanism, born into the world at the moment of birth. That was the light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So, as every child is born with the knowledge of good and evil, every child is born with the knowledge that there is a God. It is this light of Jesus by which every child is lit at birth that the child also knows that there is a God. Oh, my friend, a little child finds its first dandelion, its first rose, it sees its first hummingbird, it sees its first ant colony, it sees its first sunrise, and it says within itself, not necessarily using these words, but it knows within itself, there is a God. Somebody did this. Somebody wonderful, somebody great, somebody loving, somebody wise, somebody powerful did all this great creation. This is what the psalmist says in verse 1 of chapter 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. You see, the heavens declare the glory of God for everyone to see. Every person on the face of the earth can see the glory of God in the heavens until they are brainwashed to think otherwise. The psalmist also says, the heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament sheweth His handiwork. This is the earth. The earth declares that God's hand has been in everything. You see, the light of Jesus that is in every man causes that man to recognize and observe that nature is the handiwork of the master craftsman called God. This is also attested to and expounded by the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans in the first chapter, where it says in verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." Well, what truth do men hold in unrighteousness? The truth that God is, for the next verse says, "For God has shewed it unto them." Right here, you see we are in a parallel passage to John 1:9, that God has placed the knowledge of Him into every person. Now let me read this phrase again from Romans 1:19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. Are you getting that? What can be known of God is manifest, is revealed in the heart of man. For it says, God has shewed it unto them. So every man has from birth, through the light of Jesus, an innate knowledge of Him. For the invisible things, Paul continues, of Him, that is of God, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Oh, how much more clear can it be, dear ones, that Jesus is a light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world, and that no man is born an atheist, and that all men, even the most remotest in the most remotest part of the world, in the deepest jungles of South America or Borneo, that all men have an innate knowledge and a conscience by which they can tell what's right and what's wrong. God is not a respecter of persons, and He has given that light, and He continues to give that light to everyone born everywhere on the earth. And you can't get rid of this knowledge. You can only cover it with a blanket and act like the knowledge of God and of right and wrong does not exist. There was a social philosopher who lived in the middle of this century, who went from college to college, from university to university, and who was paid a lot of money for his lectures, who had one objective in his life, and that was to wipe Christianity off the face of America in his generation. Finally, the day came when he was on his deathbed. A friend of his came to see him, and he said to him, Henry, I suppose I'll never see you again. And do you know what Henry said? He said, I will see you in hell. All his life, he had lectured against Christianity. He had lectured against the existence of God. He had covered up what he knew deep inside of himself, and now on his deathbed, he finally came to the moment of honesty and soberness. So after his friend left him, he picked up the telephone and called the Roman Catholic priest to come over and to pray for him. Jesus is a light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. We will continue next week with a study of John and get to the second and third points that I was not able to touch on today. In the meantime, if you would like to write to me and tell me how Jesus has been helping you, I would be so glad to hear from you. So I'll give you my address. Get your paper and pencil ready. My address is Call to Obedience. Call to Obedience, Post Office Box 299, Kokomo, that's K-O-K-O-M-O, Indiana, 46903. Once again, please write to me and tell me how Jesus is helping you. Call to Obedience, Post Office Box 299, Kokomo, that's K-O-K-O-M-O, Indiana, 46903. I am Pastor Schultze, and goodbye now until next week.
In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.